Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 11 in our call to worship. And I want you to listen as I read two verses of Scripture beginning at verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. It's interesting here in these verses of Scripture, it's speaking about the fact that God calls us to give. You know, our God is a giving God. He bestows upon us blessings every day of our lives, the air we breathe, the common grace that's distributed to all human beings, the supply of rain, food that is provided. But God speaks specifically here about the one who is willing to give out of what they have to others. You know, we're being called upon more and more, especially with all the storms that we have in our state, to give and to help. And it's a good thing for us to do that. But we need to find out ways in which we can assist and we can help to lighten the burdens that other people are enduring. We enjoyed that whenever we suffered with hurricanes, people showing up out of the blue. We had a check that arrived from a church in North Carolina that just said, we just want to help out. We had others that sent money in, or people that showed up on campus. We had one of our grandparents, had a boy in school, a grandson in school, shows up with his tractor and starts hauling, you know, trees and so forth. You know, those are people with liberal soul. They want to help. And that's liberal in a good sense, all right? Not liberal in the sense of wanting to do things that are contrary to God's Word, but rather wanting to give and to help. And so I want to encourage you in that regard. If you've not done so, would you find some way to help? There's all kinds of things that you can do these days with the availability of being able to give online. There's really little reason not to. And so there's lots of good ways to give in which you can help a Christian ministry, or help a family that's going through difficulty, or just send them a little bit, or send them a gift card, or send them something to encourage them at this time. That means all the difference in the world. For this passage says, the liberal soul shall be made fat. There's a way in which God returns the blessing to you. And so, don't you want to be a part of God's blessings? That means that I've got to be outside of my own little world. I've got to look outside. Well, the storm didn't hit me. Okay, we'll remember that next time. That kind of mentality. We need to reach out, and we need to be a blessing to others during these times. And so may the Word of God encourage us. The person that withholds corn is not looked on with favor. Matter of fact, they're cursed for not giving. And so we don't want to be that kind of people. We want to be a giving people. And so I encourage you, if you don't know how to, I'll be glad to give you ways in which you can do so and to help out those that are in need at this particular time.